Welcome to She Decided to Run Her Way, a podcast created for female runners wanting to resolve their chronic fatigue and return to their running with more energy. I'm your host, Pamela Otero, a nutritional therapy practitioner, a certified running coach, and someone who's personally traveled this path. If you're a woman who's frustrated with not being able to run the way you used to, and you're ready to ditch that energy-depleting fatigue, then sit back, grab your favorite glass of kombucha, and learn how it's totally possible for you. Hey there. Welcome back to the She Decided to Run Her Way podcast. I'm excited to be hopping into your earbuds today and having you take me with you on your walk, your commute, or even listening in while you're doing chores around the house. And if you're being completely honest, maybe even having me help distract you from doing all those dang chores, right? Well, don't worry. I am totally guilty of doing that too, putting my headphones in and binge listening to my favorite podcasts as I gaze at all the dog hair I need to Swiffer off my floors. But instead of doing it, I choose to kick my feet up and zone out to my favorite podcasts. So either way, I'm super glad you're hanging out with me today. Now, what I wanted to talk with you about today are 12 common causes of chronic fatigue. Things you can start considering or thinking about so you can start down the path of figuring out what in the heck is going on with your energy and what in the heck is going on with your body. Now, if you're where I was a few years ago, then you're probably pretty fed up with feeling poorly. You're frustrated because you can't do the physical activities that you used to be able to do, and it's really messing with your life. And quite possibly, you're also more than likely not getting the help that you need or the specific answers that you're needing from your doctor. So if that's you, then I feel pretty confident that today's podcast episode is really going to help you start digging around, asking more questions, and gradually start uncovering what's really causing your fatigue. Now, like I said, there are 12 common causes that I'm going to be going over with you today that I'm going to be sharing. I know that sounds like a lot, and just know that in and of themselves, each of them, I could do a full episode for sure on each of them. And I do plan on doing that down the line, going deeper into each one of them. But today, I really wanted to start out by giving you an overview of what more than likely is at the root of your chronic fatigue. And oftentimes, in my experience, it's usually more than one of these causes that I'm going to be sharing with you today. Now, I do want to let you know that back in episode 77, I went over 3 different types of fatigue and how you could be able to rule out what type of fatigue you might be experiencing. 2 of those 3 things were fatigue caused by overtraining or not fueling properly with your running. So if you haven't yet listened to that episode, definitely check it out, because what I'm going to be talking with you about today may not actually apply to you when it comes to fatigue, and that episode might be of better help if you think your fatigue is due to overtraining or not supporting your running with proper fuel and good nutrition. So again, that's episode 77. But today, I want to go a little deeper into the 3rd type of fatigue that I mentioned in that episode, which is chronic fatigue. Now, this can be chronic fatigue you're experiencing even though you haven't been diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. And sometimes CFS, which is chronic fatigue syndrome, sometimes it's also referred to as myalgic encephalomyelitis. Yes, that's a hard word to say. Try and say that one 3 times fast. But it does have a couple different names, but more often it's called chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, in my opinion, I personally don't think it really matters if you have an official diagnosis or not, because I know and you know how you're feeling and what you're experiencing, and that's what I care more about. And just because you have a diagnosis, which for some is very helpful because it does give a name to what you're experiencing, most often that diagnosis doesn't tell you the root cause or causes of your chronic fatigue. It's just a doctor confirming with a diagnosis what you're experiencing with your symptoms. So regardless of having an official diagnosis or not, I want you to know that I know you're suffering. I truly believe this fatigue causes a lot of suffering for a lot of people and probably for you. And I don't feel that I'm being overly dramatic by any means when I say that, because when you're not able to run the way you used to, or you're not able to participate in your life the way you used to, it bleeds into every aspect of your life. It takes you away from the things you enjoy, and it really takes you away from doing the things you enjoy with the people you enjoy doing that with. So I do feel that it causes a lot of suffering. And if up until this point, you know, your fatigue hasn't had much or had, you know, that dramatic of an impact on your life, then I'm really glad to hear that. I don't actually want it to get to that point, and I don't want it to linger on for another, you know, few months, another year, getting worse and really taking you away from the things that you love and the people that you love to do them with. So, you know, I've been there, and quite honestly, it totally sucks. So, you know, just a little bit of backstory. I've shared this on a previous, you know, episode, but for, you know, if you're listening in and you haven't, you're a new listener to the podcast, you might have missed this episode where I shared this, but it has taken me at least 3 years. 3 years of complaining and explaining all my symptoms to my doctor over and over and over before we were ever able to run any sort of blood work, do any sort of testing to confirm that I actually had chronic fatigue syndrome. But more importantly, you know, to really dial in the root cause of it. It's taken me at least 3 years to figure that out. And honestly, it was because of one of my running clients who is a doctor of Oriental medicine, who years ago really helped me to identify what blood work I needed to ask my doctor to run so we could dig deeper into figuring out what in the heck the culprit was. And only after years of me suffering and powering through every single day, pushing myself to run and work out, did I finally figure out that my chronic fatigue was triggered by extreme and chronic stress. That was what triggered it, stress that I had dealt with for many, many years. And that stress really exhausted my adrenal system, and it reactivated the Epstein-Barr virus that I have. It's sometimes called EBV, that had been hanging around dormant in my body, that I probably got when I was very, very little. A lot of times EBV comes out of mononucleosis, but my chronic stress, you know, really just fried and depleted and exhausted my adrenal system. And that stress also reactivated and awakened that virus that I had hanging out dormant in my body. And unfortunately now, even though I've been able to pinpoint what the root cause is, which is for me EBV, along with a couple other things like adrenal exhaustion and low testosterone levels, unfortunately, it's now chronically reactivated despite my attempts to manage my stress. So adding fuel to the fire with all of that my stress also caused me to have high blood pressure, and it made my Raynaud's syndrome, it's an autoimmune disease if you're not familiar with it, which I was diagnosed with that in, gosh, I think I was 19. It made my Raynaud's worse. And why should I stop there, right? Like I said, on top of all of that, I also discovered that I had extremely low testosterone levels, which was contributing to that fatigue. So that's a whole bag of health issues needing to be managed, right? So I share that with you because if, you know, you are somebody who has been feeling run down for at least 3 to 6 months, maybe even longer, and you've been under a tremendous amount of stress, that you might think, okay, this is just how you operate. You've just gotten used to managing that stress. And you're also a runner who's always been able to run. You've possibly had a relatively high fitness level before the onset of this fatigue. And something just doesn't feel right. Something just feels really off. And you know there's something going on within your body. Maybe you're not even able to get up and get out the door anymore, which is totally not like you. You're not sure why, you're not sure what's going on, and you've already ruled out that your fatigue is not because of overtraining with your running. It has nothing to do with not fueling properly. I really would like today for you to really shut out, you know, any distractions around you, really listen in and pay attention to these 12 common causes that I'll be sharing, because I do believe they're going to help you start the process. If you aren't already on that journey or you haven't started it, you know, I think that they're going to be really helpful in helping you start to identify or at least dig a little bit deeper. Like I said earlier, ask questions about, you know, some of these nasty culprits, these common causes that could be the root of what you're experiencing with your fatigue. Okay. Now, as always, when it comes to this type of information, I do want to preface this episode in saying that what I'm sharing with you today is based off of both my own personal experience, like I said earlier, along with lots of research, lots of books, lots of research articles that I have read, and also my nutritional therapy practitioner education. So please know that the information in today's episode, it's not intended in any way to diagnose any disease, and it should only be used for informational purposes. It should not be considered complete or used in place of getting advice or having a consultation with a licensed medical professional or your doctor. All right. So now that I got that disclaimer out of the way, let's dive into what some of the probable causes are for why you're feeling and experiencing the symptoms that you are. And like I said, I'm going to share with you the 12 common causes of chronic fatigue, but just know if you're experiencing any of the following symptoms, more than likely those symptoms are rooted in one or more of these 12 common causes. It's rarely just one cause, all right? So symptoms like you having unexplained exhaustion that's not relieved by resting or sleeping a lot. Symptoms like feeling fatigue after really minimal exertion, like you go out and take your dog for a walk. Maybe you make dinner doing basic chores or activities that you've always done, and you get really, really fatigued after doing very little, right, in your kind of life. Some other symptoms, taking longer to recover with your running, which for you may not be normal for you, and it's definitely not connected to any injury. All right, delayed recovery is a very common symptom of chronic fatigue. Some other symptoms you might be experiencing is having a chronic sore throat or enlarged lymph nodes, or maybe even having a hard time swallowing. I will tell you that has been one of my consistent symptoms. And after even going to specialists, doing a, I think it's called an endoscopy, thinking it was something else, that was one of the symptoms that actually is very common with Epstein-Barr virus. And so that's something I deal with on a regular basis, and I'm managing. So if you are someone that has this chronic sore throat or enlarged lymph nodes, and like I said, having a hard time swallowing, again, that's a very common symptom with chronic fatigue. Other things like feeling flu-like symptoms that really continue to persist, they don't seem to go away. You're constantly feeling run down and not feeling well. A lot of individuals have sleep issues. People with chronic fatigue having sleeping issues, difficulty sleeping, not feeling fresh the next morning, which usually leads to being excessively sleepy during the day. And then it usually causes insomnia at night. All right. The other thing is you maybe might notice a new onset of chronic headaches, and you're really good about staying hydrated. So you know the headaches have nothing to do with hydration, but you might have a new onset of headaches, which you've never had headaches before. A few other things, not being able to focus and multitask like you always did, having that brain fog, difficulty remembering, even sometimes forgetting mid-sentence what you were saying. This happens to me quite a lot. A few other things, a couple other symptoms that are very common. This is something that I experience, is being really hypersensitive to stress. You know, where the normal stress of work and life, it drains your body more quickly and wipes you out. Okay. And then the last thing I want to mention is, you know, you may be someone that has muscle and joint pain that's not caused by overexercising. It's not caused by an injury. And it's this chronic pain that you might feel in your muscles or your joints. All right. So I wanted to kind of just go over some of those symptoms. All of these are symptoms that most people with chronic fatigue and chronic fatigue syndrome experience. It's not at all an exhaustive list, because as both you and I and other women, you know, we're each very unique in how our body expresses and manages dysfunction, dysregulation, and imbalances in our bodies. Each of us is very, very different in, you know, our ability to tolerate more or less, you know, discomfort or disruption in our lives than someone else. So a greater amount of symptoms, or like I was giving that example of muscle and joint pain, some women are able to tolerate, like they have a higher pain tolerance than others. And as, you know, each of us has had different upbringings, and we're also dealing with different genetics, and we also have a different lifestyle, we're also going to have a different level of resiliency in how we're able to or not be able to function on a daily basis with these symptoms and with this fatigue. So I say that because I feel at times women will dismiss their fatigue because it might not be as severe as somebody else's that they know. And again, I just want you to know that I don't want you to dismiss it, but we're all very, very different. Some people can tolerate more discomfort than others. And, you know, some people have more resiliency than others. So, you know, really thinking about those symptoms that I just mentioned, you know, I want you to kind of think in your head as you're here with me right now. You maybe have mentally tallied up as I went through, you know, that list, you might have tallied up 1, 2, or maybe even 7 of those symptoms that you're experiencing. And regardless of the number, just like I was saying, regardless of the degree, you know, I want you to know that all of them, all of those symptoms, and probably more that I haven't listed, are really signs. They're red flags. They're alarms going off, just telling you that yes, something is clearly not right in your body. And more than likely, they're being caused by one or more of these 12 causes that I'm going to share with you. All right. So here are the 12 common causes of chronic fatigue. The first one is adrenal gland dysfunction. Just like I mentioned earlier with my chronic stress, I totally fried my adrenal glands and that whole process. So that is one of the common causes of chronic fatigue. Number two is thyroid gland dysfunction. Number three is hormone dysfunction. Like I had mentioned, I also discovered that I have severely low testosterone levels, and my estrogen and progesterone is good and where it should be. But low testosterone levels, in my experience, are one of the reasons that I also have fatigue and very low energy. So that's a third common cause of chronic fatigue. Number four is extreme nutrient deficiencies. So that's a huge one because our body needs certain levels of micronutrients, macronutrients to actually function. Just like I mentioned, hormone dysfunction, thyroid gland dysfunction, adrenal gland dysfunction, all of those processes require nutrients to actually happen for that process to even take place. And so you might be somebody that has extreme nutrient deficiencies, and because of that, there are other things being disrupted in your body that's causing that chronic fatigue. Number five of the 12 common causes is mitochondrial dysfunction. So your mitochondria, which are your energy powerhouses, they are not working and functioning properly. So you're not getting the energy that your muscles and your body needs. Number six, viral infections. That's where that EBV comes in. That I mentioned earlier. I also have, I believe it's HSV6. It's one of the many, many herpes simplex viruses. And so HSV6 is also something that I have activated in my body. And there are some other viral infections that can cause chronic fatigue besides EBV and HSV6. Number seven is bacterial infections. Number eight is mold toxicity. Nine is heavy metal toxicity. Number 10 is chemical toxins. Number 11 is food toxins. And the last one is sleep dysfunction. All right. I know that might sound like a long-ass list of possible causes. It may seem like a bit overwhelming, and I totally understand that. I get it. But like I explained earlier, my chronic stress is what led to my adrenal, my hormone, and my viral issues, which ultimately resulted in my chronic fatigue. And honestly, I just thought, you know, at the time, you know, when I wasn't feeling well years and years ago before I knew what was going on, I honestly just thought I was doing too much. I was tired. I needed to rest. But clearly, that was not the case. And if you are here with me right now and you are still listening because you are curious and you want to learn more about chronic fatigue, it's more than likely because that's also the case for you. You might have thought initially you're doing too much, you're powering through, you're just tired, you need to rest. But no amount of rest and no amount of sleep has been able to help you feel better, all right? And with me, it wasn't a simple and straightforward process to figuring it all out, but over time, I did. So I really want to ask you, you know, as I was rattling off those 12 causes of chronic fatigue, was there anything, any one of them that jumped out at you? Could you pick out one or two that you already know you deal with? Okay. Because I tell you this, most women I talk with in my nutritional therapy clinical practice, when I meet with them for our discovery calls, I hold discovery calls before I work with clients or take them on as a client. Initially, they share information with me on their application that kind of downplays either their symptoms, maybe even some of the symptoms that I just mentioned earlier, or they just plain forget that they have other health issues or they're on medications and they don't really connect the fact that those issues can absolutely be connected to their fatigue. And when I ask, you know, when I'm in those discovery calls and I ask them more questions, 9 out of 10 times, they usually say, "Oh, Pamela, I forgot to mention that I'm on a thyroid medication." Or, "Oh, yeah, I'm frequently taking antibiotics because I'm always getting sick. You know, when I go to the doctor, you know, they tell me that I have, you know, a bacterial infection, or sometimes they say I have a viral infection. They can't tell me what it is, but they just give me an antibiotic and I take it," right? Sometimes they tell me, "Pamela, I go to the doctor and he keeps telling me, or she keeps telling me, I just got to rest more." And I will tell you, that was my doctor. And I even had a great doctor. She was very supportive. But for years, she kept dismissing me. And she kept telling me that I just need to rest. And it was more than that. And, you know, like I was saying, with those women, when I'm on those discovery calls and I dive deeper and talk with them and ask them more questions about their life, you know, I ask them questions about where they grew up, where they currently live. And there are times that they'll explain that they live near an industrial area or they live near chemical plants. And they're not really connecting the fact that their living environment alone and the chemicals or their groundwater that they're exposed to can really play into their fatigue. They don't really put those pieces together. So if anything jumped out at you as I listed out those causes, maybe even a few things. I'm going to pause for a second. Can you hear my dog in the background? He has a cone on his neck and he's trying to scratch his ear. Sorry about that. So if anything jumped out at you as I listed out those causes, you know, maybe even a few things, I really want to encourage you to not dismiss them as contributing to how run down and fatigued you're feeling. Like I said earlier, I do believe that this fatigue causes a lot of suffering and disruption in our lives, and it's causing disruption in your life. The simple fact of not being able to get out and go for a run when you love and enjoy running, in my opinion, is a big freaking deal. And it shouldn't be dismissed as insignificant. And I want you to know that there is a way. There is a way to find out which of these 12 causes are contributing to your fatigue. Yes, it's messy. Yes, it's complicated. And yes, it does take time and patience. And even though I've spent years figuring this out for myself and I'm still learning, I want you to know that I'm slowly healing and I am slowly returning to my running, and it's totally possible for you. The good thing is, fortunately, all of this, you know, studying all of this, all of the research that I've done and my own personal lived experience, fortunately, it's something that I'm completely fascinated by, which is why I'm sharing this with you. But combining, you know, both my determination and being someone who always wants to know why has definitely helped me on my journey. And that's why I'm sharing and passing this along to you. Okay. I was always that kid in school who raised her hand all the time asking, why is it that, or how did that come about? I always asked my parents when they said I couldn't go somewhere or do something, I'd always say, but why? I always wanted a reason. Yes, I was that kid, probably the one sitting in front of you in school who totally annoyed you. But I do believe that my curiosity and my fascination and my interest in learning more about this, partly in healing and helping myself, but also helping you. I do believe that my curiosity has really served me well. And so I am fortunate and grateful that I get to work with women like you, female runners, who are experiencing chronic fatigue and they don't know what's going on, why it's happening. You know, the work that I get to do also helps me continue to navigate my own healing journey. And it's really allowed me to know what to look for in those 12, you know, common causes, what we're looking at when we're addressing those things and what questions to ask. It's also, you know, over the years, it's, you know, my learning and my research has helped me uncover, you know, things like hair tissue mineral analysis, which I do in my work. It's helped me identify what types of blood work need to be done, if there's any urine or stool or saliva testing that needs to be done, because there are tools. There are tools that will absolutely help you to figure out what's going on in your body, what your body's current status is, what's going on internally at a cellular level. And when you have that information, we're able to support and return you to optimal function and optimal balance, because the body really needs to be in balance. That's how it likes to live. It likes homeostasis. And so over the years of me learning, like I said, along my own journey, I've been able to learn a lot. I've been able to start working with women, possibly a woman like you that is experiencing this. And I've really been able to help them return to running, return to the way they used to run, and really more importantly, return to being actively involved in their lives, not being hindered because they're run down and they feel like crap all of the time. Okay. So as I wrap things up for you today, I want to let you know that I do plan to go deeper into each of these 12 causes. I really just wanted to give you a good overview first of what's potentially contributing to your fatigue. So be on the lookout for those episodes. I know that it might, like I said, seem a little overwhelming because that is a pretty long list. And even in like some of those with the viral infections and the chemical toxins and all of that, you know, that's a bigger picture to look at, to dig into. So I do recognize that it's not simple. It's, you know, it can be messy and complicated, but it is possible to get to the root of what is causing your fatigue. Okay. And I really don't want you to continue to be dismissed possibly by your doctor and him or her just telling you that either you just need to rest more or they kind of slap a medication to kind of fix one piece of the puzzle. It is a puzzle. All right. So as I wrap things up today, like I said, I will be going deeper into each of these 12 causes because they all do warrant their own episode. And it might seem like heavy information, but I am going to do my best to make it very, very simple because I am like that. I really just want to know, you know, the basics of what I need to know, what I need to do, how I need to do it so I can get better. And so I'm going to be sharing with you in future upcoming episodes. I'll dive a little bit deeper into each of those so you can have a better understanding of what's going on. Okay. I also want to let you know that I am putting together a beta program. It is called Break Free from Fatigue and Return to Running. It's going to be a small cohort of women, possibly you, who are fed up, you know, from feeling poorly and frustrated because they can't run because of chronic fatigue. And they really want to uncover the root cause or causes. They want to restore their body back to function. And ultimately, the end game is getting them back to running, running the way that they used to and getting them back to being actively involved in the life they love. So if this is something you'd be interested in learning more about, this beta program, Break Free from Fatigue and Return to Running, please get yourself on the wait list. You can go to PamelaOtero.com/waitlist. Again, PamelaOtero.com/waitlist. When you do that, all I'm going to do is just keep you in the loop as to when I'll be launching this beta program. I will be running a group of women through this process of mine for the first time, which is why it is a beta program. But if you get on the wait list, I'll let you know when I'll be launching it, all the specifics about the program, what's included, all of that good stuff. So again, it's PamelaOtero.com/waitlist. All right. I appreciate you spending some time with me. I hope that what I shared today is just kind of getting you to think about possibly asking your doctor more questions. But as, like I said, we move forward in future episodes, I'll be diving deeper into each of these, and then you'll get a better, deeper understanding of each of the causes and how they may connect to what's going on with you and your body. All right. But we gotta go. You gotta go. And I just really look forward to spending some time with you next time. So until then, my friend, I would absolutely love it if you would get out and go enjoy the beautiful outdoors.